A little while ago, I got introduced to financial freedom, and it was a perfect fit because it's one of those things that are missing from the school system and education, especially education that doesn't get fulfilled by schools, is such a special place in my heart. And the biggest part about it is that it's fun. You know, money matters oftentimes are heavy and sticky, especially when it comes to the rising numbers of people in debt and dealing with the financial stresses of that. And so the fact that we're here making financial education fun and easy to learn, and frankly, going towards the kids and teens audience, it was a perfect fit.
What if you, with purpose and mindfulness, decided to surround yourself with positivity? What if you walked away from negative energy? What if you were constantly the positive energy in every room you walked into until it became so contagious that you positively impacted everyone around you? How would that impact your life? You're listening to Compassionate Mindfulness with Xenia, the podcast that will inspire you to use your story to change the world. Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to Compassionate Mindfulness with Xenia. This is your host, Tanya Munuma. Welcome back. Okay, so I'm running a little challenge as I'm trying to get more people to discover this podcast and the conversations that inspire those who value personal growth. And the best way to do that is to leave reviews on either Spotify, Google Podcasts, or Apple Podcasts. So here's what you can do. If you feel like you get any kind of value at all from any of these episodes, write a quick little review and take a screenshot of your review. Once you've done that, email that screenshot to me at info@xenia.ca. Once I get that screenshot, you'll receive one of my ebooks, Understanding Procrastination, Emotional Wisdom for a Life of Abundance. This book is guaranteed to have you start looking at procrastination differently, help you stop procrastinating, and start living your life of abundance. It is a gift for being a listener, being a supporter, and of course, for you to be able to manifest what you truly want. So thank you for showing up, listening, being inspired, and taking action. I appreciate you. So again, take a screenshot of your review, send it to info@xenia.ca. The link will be in the description, and I will send you that ebook. Thank you, and let's get started with our episode. So we are into our season of seeds of abundance, and the month of May is all about gaining a healthy money mindset that will create abundance for you. Today's episode is one that was previously aired, and for those of you who haven't heard it, I am really excited to reintroduce you to today's guest because, as you may know, I teamed up with a couple of brilliant entrepreneurs whose mission is to empower children and teens to lead extraordinary lives. They created an online training course for children and teens, teaching them how to become financially smart and gain mastery over a subject matter that terrifies most adults. And I have the immense pleasure of having with me the global face and community champion of financial freedom, Miss Shivani Ray. Shivani is an international speaker and gamification expert who uses her worldly experiences to inspire others to live their life outside the box and on their own terms. When she was 10, after her family was forced out of the United States due to immigration issues, she spent 5 years traveling around the world. Growing up globally, Shivani was able to learn on her own terms, which led her to become a certified NLP practitioner and a certified scuba diver, both by the age of 12. She now helps kids and teens become financially smart. Shivani emceed her first event at age 8 for 2,500 people and has since spoken at numerous entrepreneurial events across four continents, even sharing the stage with the legendary Les Brown. For her expertise, she has been featured on Good Morning America, NBC, Fox, ABC, and several international newspapers and magazines. All that to say, your child and teen are in good hands when they embark on this fun financial adventure. Check out the links in the description to learn more about Shivani and what financial can do for your child or a child you love. So without further ado, here is Shivani Ray.
Hello, Shivani Ray. Thank you so much for joining the podcast. I'm so excited to talk to you about this subject that I find is such an important subject, financial freedom with young people. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
I want to know a little bit more about yourself and how you got introduced to financial freedom.
Sure. So a little bit about me is I've been a speaker since the age of 8. I've been a singer-songwriter since 15 and created my first album while we were traveling the globe. But to backtrack a little, in 2010, my family had to leave the US. And so we had to make the hard decision to leave. And instead of going back to the UK where we're actually from, we decided to sell 95% of our stuff, like 90% of our stuff, pack up 4 red bags, and we decided to travel. And during that time of traveling the globe, my sister and I homeschooled, or we like to say global schooled, because frankly, we were traveling so much. And we got to learn about things that were not necessarily taught in the school system. And financial education was one of those things that we realized was not taught, or at least, you know, right now the schools don't have the resources to teach financial education or financial literacy. And so that really started my whole journey about learning things that were kind of outside of the standardized system. And then later on in 2015, I joined the world's leading gamification company, and I got to learn about how to take game-based elements and education and mix them together so that you're the most immersed, you get the most value out of the things you learn. And so I did that for a period of time. And then a little while ago, I got introduced to financial freedom, and it was a perfect fit because it's one of those things that are missing from the school system, and education, especially education that doesn't get fulfilled by schools, is such a special place in my heart. And so, and the biggest part about it is that it's fun. You know, money matters oftentimes are heavy and sticky, especially when it comes to the rising numbers of people in debt and dealing with the financial stresses of that. And so the fact that we're here making financial education fun and easy to learn, and frankly, going towards the kids and teens audience, it was a perfect fit.
You couldn't have said it better. And I enrolled my son, and I am telling you, as soon as he got introduced to it, he's been watching it. And it's such a fun way to learn about something that is extremely important that, as you say, is not in our school systems, unfortunately. I'm going to say yet, not in our school systems yet, because I think more and more people are going to gravitate towards wanting their governors, their, you know, school districts to include this, because it's just extremely important.
It's so important. Everyone's going to have to deal with money at some point in time. And the earlier you start to have these conversations and the earlier you start to actually handle money, the more likely you're going to have, firstly, a much more positive relationship with money, but you'll make smarter money decisions later on.
Exactly. So can you tell us just a little bit more about Financial, what their goals are and what they do?
Sure. Yeah. Financial freedom is all about helping kids ages 7 to 17. And now while I say kids ages 7 to 17, frankly, it's for the parents too.
Absolutely.
We have a lot of parents that love our program and learn things from watching our content. But essentially we have kids content, which is all animated, and we teach everything from where money came from to how to earn money and so on. And we have the teen content, which I deliver, and we go a little bit deeper into some of the financial terminologies and investing. And so that's a little bit about the actual content itself. But you know, what we do as a community is our goal is really to bring about, you know, these kids and teens so that they never have to deal with financial struggle or worry in their life. And too many of us, unfortunately, have that challenge because we weren't taught these things earlier. And Absolutely. So our content in financial, the way we break it down is because it is very simply done, because frankly, there's too much, as I said so many times, there's too much heaviness and people overcomplicated it, honestly. Yeah. It's overcomplicated. It can be so simple if you really, you know, get your hands in it and start looking at the simpler side of things. So the way we teach our content is through what we call the LEAP method. And so we teach one thing about money every month, whether it's how to save correctly, or it's whether where money came from, or the difference between a debit card and credit card. Then we go into we go into earn, and then we teach how you can actually earn money. So kids, how can you actually go and earn money, whether it's a babysitting job or, you know, helping people out with the graphic design, which everybody needs graphics in today's day and age with social right. media. And we give business ideas so they can actually start to go and earn money. And now that they've earned money, how can they accelerate it? So that's A in LEAP. So how they can actually invest it. You know, what are the different types of investing that they can get into? Maybe not now, but in the future. And so we want to set them up for success, which goes into play, which is the P in LEAP. And play is all about how to, it's kind of like tying a bow on top of a gift. It's the final wrapping that makes everything beautiful and work together. And so we go into habit building, goal creation, and all these different things that once you have the rest of the financials in place and you have the what we call play in place, you'll be able to live and fully thrive in life.
Yes, I love, one of the things that attracted me to financial is the compassion side of the company. It really feels like a home, so like it's your aunt or uncles that came up with it and are just teaching you in a way that's just for you because they care.
Yeah.
Am I getting that right? Like, you feel like that's what it's all
yeah,
about as
I
well?
Think, mm-hmm. I think it's really just taking away that feeling of, oh my gosh, it's money, it's
heaviness about it. Yeah.
Heaviness is the right word, because that's exactly how you feel when most people talk about money. It's that heaviness and that taboo of not even wanting to talk about money. And we at Financial want to make it simple, want to make it easy to understand and easy to implement. Because frankly, it can be easy, and it's just people that overcomplicate it.
Yeah. One last question I want to ask you is, what has been your biggest lesson in this whole process of you being with this beautiful team and just the learning experience, or whatever you think is the biggest learning for you?
The biggest learning, I would say the biggest learning is to keep learning.
Right.
Very
simple. That's a good answer.
I think education is the key to so many things. And if we just keep learning and keep educating ourselves, keep looking and seeking for more information, more awareness on whatever it is, regardless of if it's financial education or anything else, is just to keep asking questions, keep learning, keep being curious. No matter what age you are, there's always more to learn. And so we see that with the kids, that when they're asking questions, we see that with adults when they're asking questions and keep learning. You're always going to move forward if you keep actively seeking more information and education.
Yeah, and you have that mindset. Thank you so much. So well said. It was a pleasure. I know it was a short one today, but it was so informative. And I hope that all the kids that joined this program end up like you, because you're such a delight. And I can't thank you enough for joining.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Can you feel that shift in the air? That feeling that more and more people are living with intention and looking to truly make a positive impact in their life? That feeling that you just may need to pivot into something new? Millions of people are quitting their jobs as a result of reevaluating what feels right to them. People are looking to shift into something new, something that is aligned with their values. Are you one of those people? Well, if you are, you're definitely not alone. My mission is to help you build confidence and create abundance through actionable steps without feeling overwhelmed. And I strongly believe that a life led with positivity and purpose in service to yourself and others will contribute to the biggest rise in human consciousness and transformation our world has ever seen. Because of this need for change, this era of the big resign, this overwhelming feeling of wanting what's best for you, I've created my signature group program called TATS, Emotional Wisdom for a Life of Abundance. TATS stands for the Ambitious Truth Seekers, and it was created in order to guide you towards the subtle mindset shifts you need to create your abundant life. It's a 2-month program plus bonus week that takes a holistic approach to tackle every main area of your life, from health and fitness to career and finance and everything in between. Click on the link in the description for more information about this life-changing program. I cannot wait to see you there. As always, I thank you for tuning in. These episodes are meant to be of massive value to you, and so I hope you got something out of it. And if you did, all I ask in return is for you to give it a thumbs up, give it some love in the reviews, share with one or two friends whom you know will benefit from hearing this content. Check out the links in the description. Continue to lead with empathy, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Many blessings.